Blog Talk Radio.
See, I ain't got that much time left. I give you my all and all you give me is your wife to kiss. What I'ma do with it, I think it's best if I move to the left. Cause I know that somebody waiting on all this love I gotta give. I'm wondering when you gon' love. Been different lately. Ain't been calling me baby. So that nigga that you sneaking with, let him know you ain't shit before he gets too deep in it. Baby, do me a favor, either love me now, cause it ain't no later. Searching for your heart, but it's off the radar. Like who the fuck raised your girl? Yeah. Like the shit don't faze you, girl. Just don't forget that I made you, girl. Don't forget that I made you, girl. When you gon' love.
Mind.
Don't try to run away. Dialing number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, go ahead and press 1. Or if you're already here and you have not done so and you desire to talk about it, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours. I want to give a huge shout out to our illustrious CEO, none other than For Real the Poet Douglas, who is also the CEO of Raw Links. So if you know him, reach out to him. Hit him up. Tell him thank you for Epiphany Radio, or tell him you need some of those Raw Links, some of the finest jewels and gems with healing properties. Promise you won't be disappointed. Tonight's topic is there something about you that you carry into each relationship that is viewed as a negative? But before we get into my answer to the question and my poetry, I got a treat for y'all tonight. I purposely held this back from everybody that knew I was doing the show. I'm going to open up the mic for my guest co-host of the evening. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you none other than Wolf Hour's own mouthpiece. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Listen, this is going to be great. It was a surprise to me too, y'all. But hey man, I'm glad to be here. You already know. You are my partner in rhyme, brother. You know how we get down already, man. And just being in the space with you was off the heave. So I'm excited.
No, man, I'm excited because, you know, I get to sit in the seat with mouthpiece, y'all. Wolf Hour's mouthpiece. I mean, he is a legend. That's the lights surround, not in lights, the lights surround the legend. Y'all don't hear me. It's so good to hear you, bro.
Hey, man, it's good to be heard. Yeah, most definitely. Epiphany is a second home for me, man. You know, Wolf Hour and Epiphany got a rich, long history. My brother is the CEO of here, so. This thing is like, anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, and shout out to my big bro, For Real the Poet. He thought I'd come off mic and talk some shit to me in a minute, but shout out to For Real the Poet, man.
Yeah.
That's one dude I know that taught me a lot about spitting, also helped me find my voice. So, a lot of folks don't know that, but For Real the Poet, I sort of fashioned one of my pens after him because, you know, of how he spits. But he is one of my all-time favorite poets, man. So enough respect due to him and just everything he's built over here, man. Respect to you, sir. You know what I'm saying? Nightbook in the building.
Nightbook in the building. Hey, man, listen. Hey, y'all, listen. Y'all don't know, but. But over Wolf Hours, man, when I coined the name Night Wolf, But this brother right here gave me some of the dopest intro music. That Phil Collins. I can hear it coming there tonight. And can you just imagine, can you just imagine that intro, that beat, that, because you know that beat go on for a minute before Phil starts singing, and it's just something about that beat that makes you like, make you stick your chest out. But hey, man, appreciate that, bro. Thank you.
Man, all day long, you earned that, man. Coming up with all that hot-ass poetry, you know, had these women swooning. You know what I'm saying? I had to play something.
Oh, man. Hey, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. But since you the guest tonight, man, I'm gonna let you be the first one to answer this question. I'm gonna let you go first.
Sure.
Small piece. Tell me, brother, is there something about you that you carry into each relationship that is viewed as a negative? We'll see you. Let's talk about it.
That's a very good question. What do I carry? Or what am I still carrying into relationships? Damn, a lot of things. I'm a jerk. No, I'm playing. if I have to be honest. I think sometimes I can be overbearing a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one big thing, to be in a relationship, because I like to make a woman feel like she's appreciated. You know what I'm saying? So, that being said, that's one of the big things. I think... And I sort of get mixed up sometimes, like, in trying to show that.
Okay.
And I think that can be misconstrued as being overbearing sometimes, I believe. That's what, if I had to say something, if I had to be transparent, that would be it. That would be one of the things.
Gotcha. I appreciate that, man. I mean, you know, women are different, man. That's one of the things that I had to learn at an early age. And you know, one woman may think you're being overbearing, and another woman may absolutely love it because it's something that she needs. So it's all about finding that one person that actually appreciates what you bring and what you offer, you know. You know, overbearing. I mean, if I buy you flowers every day, is that overbearing or is that just romantic? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, too, a lot of times, too, I think, especially in today's society, I mean, you got to be careful. Because what you would call caring can be misconstrued to somebody else as being toxic or a detriment, because they're not used to that. We got to realize too, a lot of people are damaged goods. So what you call yourself loving and trying to show them how much you appreciate them and how much you care for them, how much you want to validate and add value and all that, when you're dealing with somebody whose mind has been polluted with distrust, who's been abused, who's been constantly shown that the person they're in the relationship with that they trusted is betraying them.
Right.
We've all been in situations where, you know, we've been hurt and we know how that feels, and it sucks.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it caused us to sort of retreat back into those corners of our mind, and then we encapsulate ourselves in this mental prison, so to speak, with all these walls and bars up. So it makes the next person have to work that much harder. You know the story, man. The human condition, same thing. But yeah, I think that's probably the
biggest. Yeah.
I can,
okay. Okay, brother. I appreciate you being transparent. And, you know, I told him we was going to get in y'all business today. So, yeah, we get in your business. Just let you know. I'm in business.
Firm a little bit. You feel uncomfortable.
It's all good, though, man. It's all good. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thank you for opening up and sharing, man. It's something that we as men need to do more of. And I thank you for starting the show out. But now, the other side of this is I'm excited to hear what piece you're going to do tonight, bro. I mean, listen, it's been a minute since I heard a mouthpiece piece. So what piece you going to drop on us tonight?
This piece, it was a piece that we caught from somebody. It was a prompt. I was in a room on Clubhouse called My Nation, my girl, Miss Virgo, my man Gene over there running that. So it was LC Lady Crucible. Was that room, and we were in that room. A colleague of ours, Nick Mack, she came in there, and she said, "Hey, I got a prompt." I was like, What's your prompt? And then she was like, "Beautifully fragile emotions." So I already said, "I ain't writing that." No. Let me. And then everybody's like, "Yeah, I do it. I have it for you here today, whatever." And of course, like, mouthpiece, you gonna write it? I'm like, huh? I didn't feel like writing it.
She was like,
"So you gonna write my phone?" Like, man, I'll get an ass off. I'm like, all right. Beautifully fragile emotions. She's like, I'm a jerk. I go, I got it. But when I wrote to it, I wrote from a different perspective. And I switched it around. My favorite.
Oh, man, look. Let me step back. Let me move and let you go ahead and do your thing, man. Do your thing.
So I don't have a title to this piece, but the prompt was called Beautifully Fragile Emotions. And this is what I came up with, y'all. All right, here we go. Fragmented scars reflect the pain in each shard. Beautifully tragic work of art, static produces havoc, heat friction through my diction, igniting each part. On the inside of me, my heart's beating savagely. She said, handle with care, but I'm a venom of affliction. Addicted to scandal. She said, I'm fragile. Her words baptized in innocence, so attractive. In a sense, she's to blame for this pain. I told him, the inside of me is dark and heavily, and my heart's full of boulders, brutishly hard and crying is foreign to my shoulders, but she wouldn't listen. My massive frame and chocolate bald head, accompanied by my mouthpiece, had her brain imprisoned. I could envision the colors of her pain like a prism. So I played the sweet melody of betrayal to leave her heart filleted as she swayed to the rhythm. Her beautifully fragile emotions would soon be my victims. Sort of like the hen playing safe in the hen house. All the while, the fox is sitting in there with them. I'm addicted. My habit's cold, a bona fide fiend. The heartbreak of others is so beautiful to me. Emotionally fragile is a delicacy, you see, and I'm ravenous. I'm ready to feed. Every word that I speak, I'm planting the seed. While her eyes are on me, she's being bat hypnotized, seeing her competence leaving as I gain her confidence. What a wonderful feeling. Better her than me. I'm a heartless beast. When I do decree, I have an appetite for beautifully fragile things. Mouthpiece, what that mouth do with flowers in the epiphany universe. Respect our conglomerate. That's that piece.
Ooh, y'all hear this? Yeah, man, y'all hear this. Let me, hold on. Phenomenal ink mouthpiece. Everything about this piece, man, is amazing. And the angle and the perspective that you wrote from just shows you how the norm isn't always the norm, because we see things differently. Mm. And, bro, you took this piece, man, and you just drilled it. I mean, drilled it, nailed it. And that's what I'm talking about. Phenomenal ink, bro. Phenomenal ink.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate that. It's weird. I think a lot of times when that toxicity is birthed out of an addiction to the wrong thing, this dysfunction. You know what I'm saying? We're
absolutely
not the hurting, pain, and misery. So that's sort of where I got that idea from.
Dope. I love it. I love it, bro. I guess it's time for me to get on the seat here.
No, Lord, no. I hope y'all ready for this. Juicy. You're going to hurt y'all feelings. Y'all feelings, boy, I got to say.
Hey, but something about me that I carry into each relationship that is viewed as a negative, I would say beyond a shadow of a doubt, is past hurts. Because no matter how hard or how you think you may have healed from past hurts, the present person that you're with can do something that would trigger a emotional response, a physical response, a mental response, a spiritual response sometimes. And that can be viewed as a negative because you thought you were healed, but you're not. So for me, that would be one of the things. You know, and I try not to harp on it. I try not to dwell on it. But when it's a repeated occurrence, after I've acknowledged it, after I've pointed it out to you, then maybe the problem isn't me. It's maybe it's you listening and understanding why it bothers me so. But definitely past hurts is one thing that I could say that it can be viewed as a negative. But, you know, many of you have heard me say that that's why my walls were so high, because those past hurts showed me what I was not willing to deal with anymore. So that's all I got.
I got you, brother. I got you. That could definitely be a challenge to deal with. Past hurts are a reality. It's not like we're making this shit up.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Right.
When somebody breaks your heart, it's a real feeling. There's a physical pain associated with that. It's not just emotional. I mean, you feel it. You can physically feel it. I think people out there in Blog Talk Land can attest that when your heart is broken, there is a physical feeling associated, a physical pain associated with heartbreak that you can feel. Emotional pain is emotional, but you feel that shit.
Yeah.
It's not metaphorical.
Yeah.
It's metaphorical. It's real. It's tangible pain.
Facts. Now I've gotten that out of the way. You got me exposing as for real the poet would say, you got me out here exposing my colon.
That's just gross. Real quick. Damn. I'm so
good. I'm going to go ahead and do this piece. Some of you may have heard this piece. I've only done it one time, and that was Honey Dribbles in Clubhouse a couple Sundays ago. It's called My Poetic Love. You have no idea what a pleasure it is to just moan at the thought of her love for me, and it is an extreme pleasure to meet her acquaintance every day in search of appreciation of her acceptance, focusing on the sheer melanin of her golden bronze skin down to the flow of her beautifully, visually stunning appearance, forcing a sound from my pores that scream in pleasure abundance. when I say, woman, I love you. Every word closes with a breath of truth. And when I breathe in your joy, I exhale your peace, and I enjoy moaning at the sound of your name. My body going through spiritual convulsions of which only your touch can tame, because the beast of the heart focuses on the strength of your comfort juices, the elixir of life when you feed me. Nurture me in the pool of your love where we get dipped in a milk bath of your amazing love craft, and my staff stands at attention, not because of arousal, but because of your dedication to the detail of how I need to be intricately loved. And I'm floored by the way you are adored and beloved. I'm honored to be your king, your protector, as you, my queen, my connector to all things this life has to offer me. And it's because the peace you provide for me that allows me to express emotionality with no ridicule, making sure no details seem minuscule, no judgment as I unload the magnitude of my mental earthquakes. You stand by seismic barriers that hinder my belief quakes. Teach me how to love you the way you deserve. And as your pupil, my notes will be superb as I study your mannerisms, bookmark your euphemisms, unseal the treasure scrolls of your diamond-crusted soul, polish my tone to match your pleasure before I lose control at the phenomenal way you just love me. It makes me love you more, want you more, need you more, crave you more. I love you. I love you. From the mind of poetic.
Man, I ain't got no sound effects. I can't look. I can't do the hand clap. I can't do the air horn. You know, I can't do none of that. I feel naked right now. You know what I'm saying? I wish it was a size of a blog talk you could lend to a co-host on a device. Damn. That was a dope piece, man.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate
one thing about
you,
man.
Your piece. I appreciate you.
Amen, indeed, man. You always walk in that transparency when it comes to your artistry. You always walk in that glass house. You know what I mean? You're not afraid to receive stones. But definitely a dope piece, man. Thank you for sharing that. It's one thing to be a dope poet. It's a different thing to walk in spirit and truth. Or deed and truth, I should say. I respect you for that piece, man. That was dope. That was dope, sir.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Now, peace. I don't know if you know, but we got some poets on the line, man. We got some people here that want to just jump in this here thing called Let's Talk About It. And
let's talk about
they're gonna get some serious stuff, because we got mouthpiece in the building, y'all. So if you ready, I know I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready. I'm ready, man.
All right. First artist to bless the mic tonight is Epiphany's own Mrs. VIP. Hey, Mrs. VIP.
That's my girl right there.
Mouthpiece. Hey, man.
What's
how you doing?
Going on, queen?
Good. How you?
Oh, my God.
Hey. I'm good. It's been a long time.
Wow. Oh, my God. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank God. I'm good.
You sure are good. I know you're still looking good. I'm just saying.
Well, thank you.
Don't call you B.I.P.
Well, thank you. Very much.
Uh-oh, watch out there now.
I'm not right.
Yeah, for real. What you got for us tonight?
Great to talk to the show, y'all. Great to talk to the show.
Thank you. I'm going to let Mouthpiece ask you this question or ask for your answer.
Okay.
All right, so the question tonight is, what, I guess you call it, I guess issue or struggle do you tend to carry into the next relationship that may be a detriment to it? Like, you know, maybe your partner has singled it out, told you about it, or you notice it yourself. But what is that one thing that's kind of hard to shake?
Let's put it this way. It's confidence. In my past, I was very, very shy, and it took a lot. It took a pair of pliers for someone to get something out of me. You know what I'm saying? So, and you know, now I'm there, but you'll see in my piece.
Okay.
Well, I can't wait.
Okay. Let's go ahead and let's just jump into it then. What you think,
Mouthpiece?
Should we just jump into it?
Hey, indeed, with both feet. Let's go.
Mic
is yours.
All right. Thank you. In my past, I lacked confidence due to shyness and thinking I wasn't worthy. But when I met you, still lacked confidence in myself and the way I was physically. I felt I was unattractive, being overweight, rolls, cellulite, and flat. And the fupa, no way. I'd never let you see my body, the full Monty, that is, until one day I was standing at the bathroom sink thinking I was alone, and I heard a noise and turned. There you were at the door. You said, have I ever said anything negative about your body? He said, I love you for your heart, and what I see in you is all I need. I felt vulnerable then, but at that moment, I really listened. And as my tears threatened to come, I felt relieved. See, I never let no one see me entirely, meaning the inside of my heart and soul, always vigilant. But that declaration set me free. I had to learn to love my body. I wasn't confident then. But today I am and forever will be. And that's that piece.
Peace. Go ahead, Mo Peace. I'll let you start.
I think it's so beautiful when a woman is able to walk into that place where she can love herself and look in the mirror and be happy and be satisfied and be content and be empowered by her own reflection.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. It took me a long time.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are into that self-shaming, you know, whether you think you're too big, too small,
mm-hmm.
you ain't got a big ass,
right.
You know, you ain't got an hourglass figure, you ain't got the hips and the dips and all that. Finding that power and that grace to be able to be happy with you just the way you are
mm-hmm.
is very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. That was a beautiful piece. That piece communicated that thought, and that was dope. Dope piece.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Now, Mrs. VIP, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that a man loves more than a confident woman.
That
and
is
this
true.
Piece talks about your confidence and how you're going to be confident going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You are secured in it now.
Oh, yes, I am.
That is a beautiful thing to see. Beautiful piece. Love the transparency. Oh, man. Oh, so good to have you,
thank you
back. Y'all, give it up. Give it up. Welcome back. Yeah, see.
Ooh. It's good to be there.
Big snap.
Yeah.
Before I usher you over
Ooh.
To the VIP lounge,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get some of this imported Italian champagne, because, y'all, one of the Italian vendors reached out to me, and he said, hey, look, he said, I'm tired of you using multiple people. I'm going to give you free champagne. So we're going to see. He said, it's a different brand from what we had before. So before we get you over there, can you let everybody know what you got going on the Puffin Radio?
Oh, absolutely. every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have Divas, the Divas Talk, with my lovely co-host, La Perla Negra. And we cover a variety of topics. But what I really love about this show is the dialogue. I mean, it's meaningful. It's deep. And sometimes it's lighthearted and fun. But all in all, it's great music and great poetry. So y'all need to join us every Wednesday at Epiphany Radio, right?
All right. I love it. I love it. I love it. Can't wait. Make sure y'all tune in now. La Perla, right. you beat her, so you ain't got to worry about going to the left or the right. You know, it's killed your team. I already hounded me. They already hounded me. But going over to the VIP lounge, get you a glass of bubbly and enjoy the rest of the show.
I sure will. Thank you. One love, one mic.
You're welcome. I remember, one love, one mic, and take your socks off, baby, baby.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mrs. VIP. Ooh, man. Oh, peace. This how we starting the show, right?
Oh, yeah.
This how we starting the show?
This is what we're doing tonight.
All right.
You know what's going down.
This is what we're doing. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Indeed.
Next on the mic, we got Epiphany's own, the other diva, the other half of Divas Talk. We got La Perla, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
No.
Hey, man. What's up, black man?
Hey, what's going on, queen? You better stop talking to me like that, girl. You look at
you already know.
You
already know. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. All right, Van, this was a pleasant surprise. All right, you got us tonight. It's all good, dog.
I got you tonight.
You got us. You
my,
got
my
us.
My boo right there. That is my boo right there. Well, the Perla Negra, boy, that name says it all.
It says it all. It says it all.
But
yeah, you know, it's, every now and again, I'm able to tug my piece on the shirt collar and say, bro, what you doing, man? Why don't you hang out with me tonight? And he'll just
right.
say yes. And this is one of those nights that he said yes. I was like, yes.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I got to say something, you know, before we get into the question and stuff. You know, Mouthpiece, it's been a long time since I heard you do any of your pieces, but and you know I'm a fan, but tonight I was so enthralled in your piece I couldn't even hear what you were saying. It's just to actually hear you spit. Tonight, you know, I was like, okay, my mouth open, like, damn. And, you know, man, he all up in here in love and whatnot, giving us his beautiful, romantic, sensual, you know, with a touch of provocativeness, pieces and stuff. This is what we've been getting from him. But it's fair. It's fair because,
really,
you know,
really,
it's all good.
Hey, hey, man, real quick. I gotta switch phones. I'm about to hang up and call back in.
That's fine.
If I did not catch that first part of La Perla Negra's piece, forgive me, but I got you, Mama. But I gotta switch up. I got something going on. Is that all right?
All
right. Switch it up. Switch it up.
All right.
But La Perla Negra,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this question, though. Can you talk about this question?
Okay. Yeah, sure can. What is it?
All right. Is there something about you that you carry into each relationship that is viewed as a negative?
Oh, all right. So I'm going to start like this. I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, but the last couple relationships that I have had, I have been so used to doing things on my own that I may be just a tad bit too independent, not in a cold way,
okay.
But mm-hmm. it's more so of a, I'm it's a take charge thing with me where I'll just take the initiative and go ahead and do what needs to be done. And I might not give him a second thought when I go to do it. It's not to be mean or to dismiss him. It's just I'm so used to doing things on my own. It's more of a force of habit type thing.
Gotcha.
And he may have to – it'll be to the point where he may have to grab me by the arm and be like, babe, let me do this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. And I'm an easy woman. I'm very simple. I like simplicity. So it's not going to be an argument or like, who are you talking? It'll be just like, okay. I'll think to myself, say to myself, Danielle, come on now. Chill out for a second. Let him be the man. Let him do what he got to do, you know. And that's pretty much it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not just you. I think most single women fall into that independent stage because they've had to do it by themselves for so long. And then when you finally do get with someone, you have to start to let go, but it's difficult to let go of the independence because you've had to do it for so long, and it's downright terrifying. You mean I gotta trust this man to do this? Mm-hmm. I gotta believe that he's gonna do this on his own?
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, I get it. I understand. I totally understand. I mean, you know, being a provider as a man and having a woman who's been independent for so long, that's tough because you want to take the reins as a woman and be like, I got it. And, you know, that man, he may not be strong enough to realize that even though you do got it, he's got to allow you to operate in it until you see and realize that you don't anymore. So that's
right.
The challenge. So, Mouthpiece, what are your thoughts?
I think you're right. I think if you have somebody who's so used to living in survival mode, even your body, like if you starve your body, if in some people, like in a effort to lose weight, they'll stop eating, right? But
mm-hmm.
the only thing that happens is the body goes into survival mode. It's supposed to retain water.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't lose it. It defeats the purpose. But because the body is trying to defend itself and protect you, that's a defense mechanism. The same thing with when you have somebody who's used to defending themselves all the time. They grew up hard, rough.
Right.
They face betrayal at every turn from family members. People who were supposed to be protectors,
mm-hmm.
nourishers, end up being antagonizing, tyrants. So that severely affects the psyche of somebody when it comes to, especially when it comes to trusting somebody new. Shit.
Right.
All things like,
right.
Up, go to the walls,
yeah.
The bar. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, definitely. I think you hit it right on the nail, man. Hit the head on the nail. With what you were saying, so yeah,
sure.
It's hard to find that. Sure.
And you know what? It's not. It's been done like that for so long, in my life. I'm not even conscious of it. That's why I say he may have
mm-hmm.
to grab my arm, you know what I mean, or tap me on the shoulder, say, "Baby, look, let me do this." Okay.
Right.
But like
right.
I said. There are a lot of women that do fight against themselves to break that cycle, to become unaccustomed to that force of habit. That it could be an uphill battle for some men, me, myself,
yeah.
I am conscious right away. As soon as he says something, I am conscious of it. And I will give him the reins of control. But I know there's a lot of women out there that be like, I got this. I'll do it, you know, and they'll fight you. It's not, you know, it's not to be mean or anything, but we are so used to not asking for help because of what you said, mouthpiece, you know, it's been weaponized.
What's wrong?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we build up this protective shield, you know, like you said, and it pushes people away or it makes it really, really hard to get through to us that way. It's not, we're not mean. We're not nasty women. We just are so used to taking care of business with the no nonsense.
I think that's pain that's talking too. I think pain has a voice. And that's what it sounds like. It sounds like, it sounds disrespectful. It sounds abrasive. And one thing you said habit. See, it takes 6 weeks of you doing the same thing to make it into habit. So if you're experiencing 6 weeks of the same behavior from somebody you are trusting, you're being taught and learned to learn how to trust someone.
Right.
And that's been going on for, if this has been going on for years, then it's cemented in your psyche.
Yeah, true.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. That's why I say a lot of us are not even conscious that we're doing it. It's just, it's like second nature to us because we've been doing it for so long. I like this topic.
Trust me, it was a last minute topic, I promise you. But I'm glad you're enjoying it. Now let's shift gears now. Let's hear some of this dynamic poetry you got. What you got for us tonight?
Well, this is from a prompt I got. I was included, tagged in, whatever you want to call it, this if I was a poem. But I couldn't really do anything.
Uh-oh.
I've been sick for the past couple of weeks, but I decided I'm going to test my pen today. So that's what this is called, if I was a poem.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. If I was a poem, I would be love-filled words that were tossed aside to the wind after those that got their good fill were ashamed to have me around because I knew their truth. If I was a poem, I would be the eyes behind the window with a clear view to the outside, but the world couldn't see through to the words of hidden anger never revealed because my heart only knows how to protect and love. You would be on a roller coaster ride, finding laughter through tears and heartbreak through smiles and torn pages under toughened skin. And though common is the actions that were done and reactions end result of cause and effect, you'd never get enough of my wind song. So I'm not really angry nor blocked off. I'm just being incredulous because I want the truth again and the natural order of things to stop the madness. I was a poem. You would see there's nothing in my life I can look back on and say, I miss. No, our love song that stays on replay or any stop texting me. No smiles with excited anticipation for seeing him, because he always made me feel like I was in competition. And definitely no long, sweet, gentle kisses that made me squirm in my seat, because I just never received it. If I was a poem, you'd be mindful in your approach to me, because I've reached new levels in my spirituality. So if it ain't love, I don't want to hear it. I've been through so many seasons, and I've turned my experience in hurt and pain into words of wisdom. And best believe, no one but me holds the pen in my story. So if I was a poem, I'd make that poem dance. as you would see. I just want all the pieces of me to be loved, correct, and simply. And that's their peace.
My Lord.
Oh, my God.
My Lord.
Yes. La Perla Negra.
Talk about it. That's what we're doing tonight. We're talking about it, y'all.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, man.
And, I'm gonna tell you my favorite part of this. And it's peace. You said if I was a poem, I would make it dance. Listen. Mm-hmm. I love a woman that can dance. And you're talking about you being a poem, making that poem dance? Listen here. I don't care if all I got in me is a two-step, but if you can dance, we're going to look awkward as hell on the dance floor. But hey, listen, I'm all for it. And this was a dynamic piece, and the way that you delivered it, the way that you delivered it, there was a confidence in the fact that you know you the poem. Not if, but you know you the poem. Don't get me started.
Thank you, fellas.
I know she was sick. I know she was sick. Don't start with me. Man, listen, I ain't for it tonight. I'm not for it. Mouthpiece, go ahead, bro. Talk about it.
Hey, I think what got me, man, was when she said, she said, you know, La Perla Negra, her poems are just riddled with gems and whimsical lines. But the thing that got me today was, this particular poem, when she said, I want you to love every part of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, all of me. Like, I think everybody wants that. We want to be accepted, you know. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but can you love that?
Mm-hmm.
You love the ugly parts, the parts that ain't so cute, the stinky, funky parts. You know, you know, he love them too. I'm good looking, and yeah, I got a nice little two-step. Like, I got a nice little swag. I can dress. I make a little money. I drive a nice little car. You know, I make you laugh. What about when I'm not
right.
making you laugh?
Right.
What about when I disappoint you? Can you still love me? Yeah, that's she sent that to my inbox, man. I was blown away by it.
Oh,
yeah, that was fire.
Thank you. Oh, man. Thank you. Oh, y'all gonna make me cry. Thank you.
You're gonna sip still. Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate that so much. Wow.
My pleasure. I love being on here with y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is fire. I love it. I love it. I'm not going to talk about it in the past tense because we're very present. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate that.
Now, before I get you over there to a team that's waiting to welcome you back from your illness, don't tell me what y'all going to do to her. I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Now they didn't threaten me tonight, Danielle. So, but that's a good thing. They didn't threaten me tonight. But let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany.
Okay. So you can catch me on Monday nights co-hosting with King Atterbury and King and Queen's Quarters. Bring what you got, man. Bring what you got. Every Wednesday night, you can catch me, as you heard, with my diva. I'll be co-hosting with her in Divas Talk. And I believe the topic is how do you deal with someone who only listens to respond? That is Wednesday night at 9. Back to you, Chelsea.
Ooh, wow. All right. That's gonna be interesting. Right there.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I can't wait. But now the champagne, the security team has gotten 3 bottles of the Italian champagne that was imported. I have no idea what they have in store for you tonight, but they told me that they are ready to welcome you back from your illness. So if you would please go on over to the VIP lounge and greet your entourage.
Here I come, fellas.
I don't even want to know why y'all got on butt-out jeans. I don't even want to know.
I feel sorry for them.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, baby. I don't know, Porter. You got you an all-star lineup coming through here tonight. Boy, they're bringing that heat. Woo.
They definitely bring the heat. But let's get these commercials out of the way.
This is Tiffany Radio, the real entertainment network. Be me.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300, and press 1 when you get here. Or if you're already here and you have not done so, go ahead and press that 1 so we can talk about it. That's a nice topic. Is there something about you that you carry into each relationship that is viewed as a negative? And I'm joined with a co-host tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Mouthpiece Wolf Hour Zone is in the building, holding it down with me. Peace, how do you feel about that first hour, my brother?
Man, this thing is already going down, man. People are really walking in their transparency and just taking off. They're taking off their socks, man. They taking their socks off.
Taking socks off.
That's what's happening.
They're showing a bear.
That's what's happening.
Baby.
Please don't tell me.
Smell like aloe or something nice. Don't listen. Don't take them socks off if you've been working for 9-10 straight hours straight. Don't do that.
I'm just saying. We got the brothers who working in the warehouse wearing them boots for 12 hours.
Right.
Got the forklift. I'll keep y'all boots on. When you take them off, just wash your toes.
I just watched.
I was one of the brothers too. I get it. Your feet be smelling like a box full of puppies. You want to wash that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
I know that's right.
Let me shut up.
All right, we're gonna bring up the next artist to bless the mic, who happens to be one of the newest hosts on the Tiffany. Ladies and gentlemen, one half host of the Inkwell, which aired last night. If you missed it, you've missed the Dynamite Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Is in the show. Hey, Lady A.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Is that my friend?
It is.
Yes, Wheaton. What's going on with you?
I'm still trying to find a way to get onto the clubhouse with no success whatsoever.
I know. Canada is not being friendly to you at all. I don't know what
oh,
the
sure
is. But then you can find out. Well, I'm glad we can meet up on here, though.
Yes, very nice.
Absolutely. So,
yes,
oh,
sir.
You want to talk to our favorite Canadian about this topic tonight, guys. Get Holy Quest.
All right, so the question, Lady A, is
what is that one issue, that one thing, that one piece of luggage or baggage that you tend to bring in to new relationships that you just can't shake? What is it? You know.
Well, if there's anything, I'd have to say is that I trust too much. Somewhat naive in that way. I shouldn't, because I know that that's an issue for me. I like to believe everybody. I like to believe everybody's good and kind and truthful. And in relationships, it's the same thing, to believe somebody, what they've said to you or what they've promised you, and then you find out it's, you know, not true at all. So that's my problem. I'm just too trusting.
That's honest. That's a hard one.
That's real honest.
That's real, you know. And what you got for that, poet?
I mean, I used to be like you. I did. I used to be like you. I used to go in giving everybody the benefit of the doubt, and then they prove me wrong. Even though you don't want to punish people for previous things that others have done, but when your record is 100, meaning that everybody that you have extended that trust to has managed some way, shape, or form to break it, especially when it comes to relationships. So all you have to go on is history. And then that's when we hear that famous line, "Well, I am not like those other ones." You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
You're not. But there's something about you that will make you do it, even if you don't want to. It might happen by accident. It might be something so small or so minuscule, but it happens. So yes, that is very honest. And after a while, when you trust like that, then
you start to become insecure about your own thoughts. Even, you know, like in everyday life, you start thinking and having doubts about who you are and what you're all about, and they sneak in and sabotage your head. And I have to battle that a lot, like just on a daily level. I guess that could be another thing. I'm insecure, and even though I know better, it happens that you become, you second guess yourself. Yeah.
Wow. I could dig it.
Wow.
That's really honest. And second guessing yourself, keeping you apart from what could potentially be something real, and you sabotage it. We call that self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage is a mother. That's a mother, man. That's a huge one. When we become our own worst enemy. I guess this is synonymous in all these issues that we are at war with ourselves. So, yeah, I can definitely feel that, definitely.
So we got to learn
from it, and even though you
do learn, sometimes you slip back into that comfortable pair of socks, you know, and you do the same things over and over again, and maybe a little different the next time, but sometimes not.
Right. Well, hey, man, I think it's time for her to,
I've been missing out. So I need to hear from the Ladies A's work. So, Lady A, are you ready to give us some of the Dynamic Inc.? All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Together Once Again, and this was the ultimate experience for myself in believing and trusting. And anyways, it goes Together Once Again. He said he'd leave me never, our love nothing could sever, dreams ripped asunder like a pirate's plunder, death's blow smites and grief ignites and floods my pillow every night. Beyond the pearly gate you wait, missing you never abates. Life now long and lonely, you remain my one and only. Endless darkness falling, your name, I'm ever calling, Time cannot be measured on earth, it seems forever. One day we will be together again. It's been so long to fall into your arms. Our love transcends time and space, and eternity awaits to bring us back together once again. It's where we belong, in each other's arms. Whisper in my ear how much you love me, dear. Heart to heart, we're home, never alone. Songs bind us, blend us, they gently mend us for all eternity. You are my heart. We are home, where we belong, together evermore. Love can't be denied, it can't be satisfied until reunited we become. Love will bring us back. Love will bring us back to where we belong. And peace.
Oh, my goodness.
Mouthpiece, what you got for that?
I got a lot for that, but I ain't going to say it all because we ain't got time. But, man, lady A is so, the way she pours her heart out on the canvas, I mean, it's like a lamb of sacrifice, man, in her heart when it comes to her writings.
Oh, whew,
she was bringing it on heavy, baby.
yeah.
I used to You're always get a kick out of you reading. Yeah, when you used to call in the Wolf Hours, I used to always get a kick out of you reading. Because you were like a breath of fresh air with that poetry, man. And what you said about yourself, it read in your poem. You can hear it in there. The longing to trust, to want to believe in someone, to want to be able to put that trust in, so to want to be able to find that safe space of loving in someone else. That is a beautiful sentiment, and you masterfully expressed that thought in your piece. That was wonderful. That was so beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. What a beautiful comment to make. I truly appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. Poetic.
You know, Lady A, I'm trying to decide what I love more, the poems where you get metaphorical or the poems where you just write from your heart. No metaphors, just straight, hard truth. Mm. And I really dig this piece because it's coming from a place where you're not worrying about, oh, does this word go here? Does this metaphor go here? Is this going to, who's going to like this? You're coming with truth. And your pen and your ink and your poem, your poetry, this side of your poetry, it's tough to not like because it's pure hard truth. And I love it. And I was listening because I wanted to hear if you were going to throw in a water reference in there.
I knew you
were. But you didn't.
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say that for myself. And I thought, no, he's going to say it. He's going to notice there was no mention of the sea or the water in this.
and when you do that, it opens you up to a whole new realm of your pen. Whether you realize it or not.
Yes, and sometimes I wonder if I don't put the water in, because I do feel the way I do about the water, but I wonder sometimes if I don't use that so that I don't have to get too deep into my own head.
Mm-hmm. And this, see, this piece wasn't deep in your head, it was deep in your heart.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Mm. Mm.
Thank you so much. Wow.
No, thank you.
I appreciate you appreciating my writing and where it comes from and what it means. That alone means a lot to me.
Was it hard? Was it hard?
One thing
the poet said. Go ahead.
No. You go ahead. You good?
One thing you said about truths. And you can attest to this as a minister. You can attest to this one I'm about to reference. Even in the Bible, it says, I think the word of truth or the sword of truth
is able to cut asunder even a soul and a spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how sharp truth is, you know.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. That was profound, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm really moved. You know, I feel, that makes me feel so great because when I do write, I feel it so deeply. And I'm glad that that comes out. I'm glad that that shows in my poetry.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Thank you.
This is great. I love this show. I love it.
Oh, man, I love this show, too. Lady A, before I get you to get you some of that Italian champagne, will you let everybody know what you got going on here?
I will. Right now, I am very fortunate to alternate hosting and co-hosting with Lisa Lips on Friday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Well, you're going to be there this coming Friday or next Friday, I guess it's a week from now, and the following Friday, I do believe. And we're a new show, new ironing out the wrinkles and stuff, and I'm really enjoying it, and we are really enjoying it, and I invite you all to come next Friday. Coming up and come and listen and share and write, and we want to know what moves your pen.
I got to get over there, man. I got to make it to that show.
Love to have you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, we will get you over to the VIP lounge, grab you some of that champagne, and stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you so much,
you
guys. Really,
it was great to hear you, my friend.
One love, one mic.
I'm gonna say, poetic man. She has been trying to get to Clubhouse to get on Wolf Hours, man. But Canada does not have Google Voice for free. You gotta own a whole business, and. You know, she doesn't use a cell phone right now, so she's just trying. That right there just shows me the dedication to the craft that she has, the artistry. That's why I respect Lady A. I hold her in the highest regard, man. So she's battling to get to that show just so she can exercise her life.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope, man.
Yeah. I mean, Wolf Hours is a staple in the poetry community, and I commend her for being where she is and trying to get on that show. I can't imagine not having a cell phone, not having a I don't know how you do it, Lady A, but
if I could, I would give her a cell phone just so she could come. I'm not lying. If I could do it, I would get her one, man. Because, man, I want to hear a spit from that Wolf Hours platform. Man, I want to hear it. But it's all good.
Yeah.
One day, we'll get it over there.
It'll happen.
What you got?
All right. Next up on the mic, area code 314. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. Who do we have on the mic?
I'm listening to my homeboy.
Yo, what's going on?
Hello?
What's happening, brother?
Yeah, what's going on? This is Meju the Poet from St. Louis.
That's my guy right there. My man, welcome to the show, brother.
Wolf Hours in the building.
Wolf Hours in the building.
Man, y'all here for a treat, boy. I'm telling you, this dude right here, this is my weapon of mass destruction. He dangerous.
Uh-oh. Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it already. Already, I'm looking forward to it.
Man, treat, man. You want to ask? Oh, first of all, this is Meju. His name, if I was name, is Don Robin. He just graduated. He just got offline. He's a full-fledged wolf. You got to tell things.
My man.
Thing. That's right.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Absolutely. Welcome,
yeah.
Brother. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I appreciate you. I appreciate this platform, man. And more importantly, I appreciate Lord Jesus Christ for putting me in this position, man. I really appreciate Mouth.
Remember the
praising. Mouthpiece has really helped me push my pen and really helped me become the wolf I am in the group. So I really appreciate it, man. I really do. Like, big shout outs.
Oh,
love
man.
It,
man. Humble.
Love it. Hit
him with the question. Hit him
with the question. Okay. All right. Okay, brother. The question of the evening is there something about you that you carry into each relationship that is viewed as a negative?
Honesty. I say honesty because a lot of the times when people look at being honest, they only look at when it's beneficial honesty. There's another half of honesty that people appreciate is that unbeneficial honesty. When I tell you that I don't like that dress, I like you in this dress because the colors match you better, but you're so attached to the dress you think that I'm attacking you for saying such something that is honest and what I'm seeing from my point of view. And I used to also have a problem with people-pleasing, and I'm not going to lie. That's what problem I had with my first relationship. I was people-pleasing and stuff like that. And my partner basically got to the point where my partner basically took advantage of me because I was being so polite and so nice and all that. I wasn't showing any. There was no spice in the tea. There's no spice on the food. So I decided, you know what, next time I'm going to just be honest with me. And that honesty, sometimes some people I like an honest person until they really are honest about what they feel and what they see.
Right.
You know, so I feel like some people ain't ready for the honesty, but they think they are ready for it.
Ooh, brother came ahead and got deeper than the question. That's what I'm talking about. But that's about. If relationships were able to accept real honesty, everybody that ever broke up would probably still be together. Because we are not respecting my partner's point of view because I'm so busy focusing on my own point of view. Bro, that's deep. That's deep. But it's the truth. It is the hard, cold truth. That's just like if I could make this reference, that's just like Jesus sitting down in the dirt, writing in the sand, and they bringing the adulterous woman to him, and they say, hey, we caught her cheating. Jesus politely, hey, he who is without sin, let him cast first stone.
So
made them look at themselves. Look at yourself before you talk about this person.
Yeah. And the kicker was all those men who were prepared to stone her had been with her. Come on, man. And look, but you know what else? I would like to know, because this is the whole time Jesus was doodling in the sand. I would love to know what Jesus would do.
Right. I want to know what he was writing. Yeah, bro. I want to know what he was writing.
Who was he writing?
I want to know what he was writing. I want to know what he was writing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, people can't respect honesty. They say they want it, but when you have somebody that's really giving it, we don't know what to talk about. Well, what you gonna ask me for then? Why you gonna ask me for my honesty? You ask me for my honesty, not the honesty that you believe you want to hear me say. Oh man, well that might be my next show, boy, for real. That might be my next show.
And let's get it. Let's go.
A real honest point of view. Let me write that down. Because I forget.
That'd be a heavy hitter right there, man. That's going to be a thumper.
Yeah, man. You know how I like to do it.
Hey, we don't play no games over here, man. Some thumpers. Let's get it. How you feeling, BJ?
What you got for his I'm sorry, go ahead, bro.
I was just going to say, if people just want feel good love, just ask your partner to lie to you all the time, man. Like, that's just how I look at it.
Yep.
Like, just ask for them to lie to you all the time. Be honest about that, and that's what I mean by, like, the unbeneficial side of honesty. It's still from a person's opinion, point of view of where they're going to tell their truth.
Right.
Yeah.
No lies detected. No lies detected.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I guess we now that we got that out of the way.
Right.
What piece you want to spit for us tonight?
I got a piece. It's called Bastard. It's thanks to Wolf Hours that I got this piece going for the inspiration for it. So here goes nothing.
Mike is yours,
man.
Holy bastard. Tricks are for kids.
They would rather bury a project child like a blueprint that was missing directions before throwing bricks in the slabs while cementing black soles and concrete sections. Hunger turned the adolescents into Bob the Builder with hammers and iron bars. Them bullet shooting 25 to life in handcuffs. Ha! With all the buddy stack from Chirac to Jacksonville, I stare at how murder continues to build our graveyard, but I put VBS diamonds on the noose for cemeteries, then the ghouls would look pretty hanging together. We smoking mustard gas trying to catch up at the cookout. The grill is hot dog, and we lighten up on sight if there's any beef. Ops become vegan when the butcher turns raw. Now even opportunities avoid us like coleslaw, like,
silly bastard, tricks are for kids.
Or for parents, because love has a matrix twist to it. If you swallow the red pill, then you will become cold and sharp with decadence. People won't like you, but that's only because you've been convinced that the heart only beats in silence, so you don't listen to it throbbing against your sternum, trying to break the callous bones that structures your stride. But if you get a good night, kiss that, put your worries in a lullaby, then how am I to judge the ride? If you swallow the blue pill, then you are a Pillsbury dope boy. People twist your can and shape the dough of your character into a date night filled with withering candles and laughter that turns into gunshots that uproot your lungs. Even with opulence, your skin will be like a sidewalk that stops at a dead end, not knowing where to begin, since for people, love stands for transactions, and for a lot of people have brought their credit cards to buy the contract instead of reading the character stated in the terms of service. Before you cash in, just sit back and think for a moment. Is love to you a piece of paper with words? Is it just a weightless kite that can soar to any heights, or is it just a spinning spree that ends with bags that you no longer have a account to? A game that disconnects you from the system if you ain't player one.
Silly bastard, tricks are for kids.
Silly bastard, boastfully bluffing, bastions before beginning, blossom, barrels, blasting, burning, buried, bodies, below, bones. Unfortunately, this is the future of us, you bastards. End it.
Sheesh. No. No.
Woo.
No.
Woo.
Let me just say this. Listening to this. It's like a mini movie laced with the gems and nuggets of truth that we need to hear. The vocal changes, the usage of all the words would be, that's a tough style to master. And I applaud you for writing this piece, for consciously being aware of your penmanship and your ink to be able to scribe something like this. It's phenomenal ink, bro. Thank you for bringing it here tonight.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Mouthy.
You already know. Already know what I'm about to say. Weapon of mass destruction. This brother has been terrorizing the streets of Clubhouse. I'm talking about pulling trees up by the root. He is a real problem. This guy, he changes the atmosphere when he comes into a room or a space. Being a leader of an organization, and when you have somebody like meet you, the only thing you can do is unleash him. That's it. Hey, man, you're free. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Right.
He is going to envelop everything in the room. Everything is food.
Wow.
You want to eat it. This dude is phenomenal, man. That piece was phenomenal. He said, hey, Mizzy, what was the line you said about the grill and about the hot dog? What was that?
We smoking mustard gas trying to catch up at the cookout. The grill is hot dog and we lighting up on site if there's any beef. Ops become vegan when the butcher turns raw. Now even opportunities avoid us like coleslaw.
That's ridiculous. Did you hear that poet?
Yeah, man.
That's ridiculous, man.
Dangerous, man. Dangerous.
Hey, man. Every time this brother spit, I'm telling you. Just listening to him, your opinion gets better. You can't help but try to write some dope shit after that. Oh, my God, man. Well done, sir. Well done, sir. Salute. Wolf Hours in the building, man. Weapon of Mass.
Wolf Hours.
Yeah, bro. Phenomenal, bro. Hey, man, listen, I hope this ain't the first time we hear you. I'm sorry, the last time we hear you. First time I've heard you, and I'm utterly delighted with what I've heard. So I hope that you come back and continue sharing your gift with us. You know, we're here every night of the week, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Anytime you want to come through different shows, you can hit me up on Facebook, Van Meadows, and I will make sure that you get tagged on all of the stuff that we got going on over here as well, because we'd love to keep hearing you, love to keep supporting you and sharing you with the rest of the world. So by all means, stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, get over to the VIP lounge, grab you some of that bubbly, and stick around, man. Stick around.
Most def. I appreciate that, man. Right. I appreciate the platform that you've put together here. This is my first time, and I hope this is not just going to be the last time. I hope it's going to be many times where I talk to you, man. So I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's a
Absolutely.
Blessing.
And that's a blessing for me, and I look forward to it. I look forward to it.
Yes, sir.
We'll follow up one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Man. Whew. Not only did he come through and drop some lyrics on the poetry, but he came through and dropped some knowledge in the question.
Knowledge.
And that's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
Phenomenal young man. Phenomenal young man. He's a phenomenal young man.
Man, we need more. We need more like him. So hopefully he can spread himself and start touching people, man.
For real.
Yeah.
And he loved the Lord. He loved the Lord.
Yeah, man. Oh man, I love that. Ooh, you know I love that. Make sure he called into our Sunday night platform, Divine Inspiration.
Divine Inspiration.
Yeah,
be on Clubhouse too, man. He need to
grab some of these soldiers, man. Grab some of these soldiers.
I'm talking for real about that.
All right, let's keep this party going, man. Let's keep the party
keep
going.
It going.
Next
man.
Up, we got a Tiffany's own one half host of the Just Jay and Jenna Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Just Jay is in the building.
Not my
what it
dog.
Do, brother,
oh,
what it
wait
do.
A minute.
Man, I'm in the midst of royalty right now, man. How in the hell you get mouthpiece
on
him, bro?
Yeah, with you, yourself, sir.
Right. Hey, man.
And
listen, man, listen,
this is too much.
It wasn't easy, bro. It wasn't easy. Talk to my brother. And say,
you
hey,
had
man.
To pull a couple of people get him in there, bro.
Listen, I think I had to ask him like 3 times before he finally agreed. Man, I love it.
You know I love this show. I be waiting. I'm like, yo, man, let's do it. Anytime, man, when we come over here and do this, he knows that. Let's talk about it. My favorite show. He knows that.
Right.
I would do this show every time in air. If he's hey, Lopi. I would do it. That's how much I love this show.
He right, man. He right. I only had to ask him one time. He's like, hello. Let me see what I'm doing. Let me make sure my schedule is free. Yeah. You know what? He didn't even check. That's it. He didn't even check. He just said yeah on the spot.
Man, let's go. But you know, I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all, man. The reason why I would do it is because I know this brother.
Right.
I met him in person. We've kicked it. You know what I'm saying? We share the space. We share physical space. I met
right.
him. What you see is what you get. Van Meadows is a solid dude. I respect him. I look up to him, and I see what he do. With his family, with his show, with his industry, he's that guy. So yeah, he's got my respect, man. That's why I fuck with him so hard. You know what I'm saying? I would do that show anytime you ask me, man. Real talk.
Yeah. All right, bro. So you know, 2 weeks.
That's Christmas weekend, man. That's Christmas weekend, you know. But you know, we'll talk.
We got January.
But Jeff Jay, brother.
Yeah.
So he brethren. Hey man, tonight's question, bro. Is there something about you that you carry into each relationship that is viewed as a negative?
Shit, yeah, man. I'm not one for the mental words.
It's like for real.
I thought he was calling me out on something he knew. I was like, "Could I lie?"
Oh man.
I'm gonna lie. Hold on a minute. Yeah, man. You know what, man? The review that you do of yourself after a relationship, your former relationship, should be very telling. And there has to be some things in there that you'd be like, oh, man, you know, I'm just going to have to work on this right here. And sometimes you'd be working on that into the next couple of relationships. So like myself, I've been in a relationship now for 24 years with this latest wife of mine, the only wife of mine. I've been in a relationship for her for 24 years, and I'm still trying to work on some things that bad habits that had came in from a monster that was created by a young lady that had did me bad or wrongly, or a series of ladies who had did me bad or wrongly. You know, some of those habits get in there, man. You take you a lifetime to get them out of there.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
That's deep, man. You know, for you to have to continually I think the term that you said was evaluate the monster that was created. That's something, man. You know, because how many of us actually take a look back and view the image in the mirror as the monster that was created? That's a hard thing to do. You know, you talk about taking a step back and evaluating yourself. You know, I had a problem doing that myself. Like, I would just jump right into something else and just keep it moving, you know, and ignore the fact that there was pain there. And I would use the relationship to, like, hide the pain. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Dang, bro. Mal Priest, what you think about that?
Oh, man. That was heavy, man, you know. Jeez, first of all, you said 26 years of marriage, sir?
24, man, and still fighting with something.
Yeah.
But my thing is, listen to that number, y'all. I'm talking about 2.5 decades.
Yeah.
Of marriage. I can't say that. I was married for 7 years. Look, let me tell you. I was married for 7 years. I called it quit. I can't do this shit. 7 years. This brother been in this shit for 24 years. First of all, let me tell you, I commend you, sir. Just been able to maintain, you know, the entirety of your relationship with this wonderful woman, because she got to be wonderful for this long. I mean, and to still be able to say, hey, I'm still having problems, man.
Yeah,
wow.
Man. The internal struggle, man. The internal struggle, man. You know, I still remember freshly in my mind of the, oh shoot, there ain't no going home. This is it. You know, they're getting into an argument. Oh damn, I ain't got no place to go. This is it right here. I got to go in here and try to work it.
Yeah.
The hell? Did the bait and switch
That's
on
real
me?
Talk, man. That's real talk. That's real talk.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Even when home isn't nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And escapism can be a problem, too, man. You know, you can be in the house with folks, and you can definitely still be absent.
That part.
Yeah, you're right. Wow.
Damn.
Man. Now that she's taking us deeper into the rabbit hole.
I'm saying, bro.
This is only layer 2B. What the hell are you talking about?
We got the second show or something. We got to get to the episode. But
no man knows how deep the rabbit hole actually goes on that.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh my God!
But and the second show was already planned, bro. It's a real honest point of view. That young brother that just got off the mic gave me that, bro. So that second show was planned.
I want to be there.
And if he ain't
so poetic can't say that. I want to be on that. I want to be on that panel.
tell that young brother he might be there with me on that panel, because I feel like that's going to be a really intense show. So that's what we're going to do. But what did you bring for us tonight,
man? You know what, I was going to do something else, but I'm going to go back to an oldie but goodie right now. I'm going to go ahead and do Old Silly Duck, man. To go ahead and talk about some of the things.
First of all, y'all don't understand. I'm gonna need to mute myself because this is like my favorite piece by Jeff J, and I think I know it word for word. So I'm gonna go ahead and mute myself. So brother, the mic is yours.
Bad man.
Hey, my piece, man, is much too nice, man. I've been doing this piece ever since I've been alive, as far as the poet goes. Let me get into this piece. Oh, silly duck, no more thrills, no more hunting kills, just the lonely chills. Depressed under the weight of life's debt, and this is my bill. Oh, the finality of the field, bare and naked, plucked of my quills and frills. just a down-in-the-muck duck. Busted Bill, inaudible cluck. My, when I knocked and rocked around the clock and in the whoosh, I was on the loose like a Nike swoosh. And before first light, I was slipping to the night and would stop and re-knock before making it off of her block, adjacent at a neighbor spot. I have bowed over many women and got my jollies, in fact, mastered folly. Coon Lottie, oh Lordy, all the busted 40s, all the hapless shorties who adored me for my vision of the image, for mocking the image for which God created me to be. I mocked your image of wisdom. I mocked your image of justice, and I mocked your image of power. And I especially made a mockery of your love. Even when I chose for not and hurdled your stumbling blocks and lay broken, not knowing you had already picked me up, so foolish I could give it one more good try, even if this time I should die, and my lovers not cry as they lie, as they eulogize I. R.I.P. He lived till he lied in pieces. Me a pleasant afterthought at a card party. Please, I beg you, old Jah, through my foolishness, remember my heart during its purest. When I seen the aftermath of actions and saw with my own eyes why you were so disgusted with my path, so sad, I must have been mad. So I say, Lily, lay still. Say nothing, for you are my last love and lover. I have traded my lots and buck shots for one slug, one shot, one kill, an order placed long ago and finally fulfilled, a contract inked in flesh, till we rest, till death, no you, no me, and we are blessed to be jealously selfish of each other's caress. You finally have a penis. And I have breasts, for we are of one flesh. Our strides are locked up in joy and duress. We stood before God, and our offspring witnessed, and he has blessed our nest and taken away our emptiness with interest for our wise invest. Poem.
Yo, I promise you, I'm going to sit down with you one day, and I want to go line by line to understand why you wrote those lines. Because, bro,
man.
You say she finally has a penis and you have a breast. Bro, every time, man.
Yo,
something about
I didn't learn about that.
Like just, bro.
I was afraid to have that. I had to take that line out a couple of times, man. I was like, I can't be saying that, man.
You are the poet, man. You are the poet. You are the poet.
That was my first controversial line, though, man.
It's okay.
I know you do controversial lines all the time. That's my first one.
All the time. All the time.
All the time.
We got to talk about that shit right there, boy.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, man, we gotta have a conversation about that piece, man. We don't have a bandwidth to break it down right now, but you know what? We need to have a show where we can just highlight one artist or two or three, maybe two artists in the first one artist in the first hour, second artist in the second hour, and go through some of their bodies of work and pull out lines and ask them why was this line written. You know what? That's in my.
I got you on Clubhouse in the house of word of mouth.
House of word of mouth. They do that?
Yes, sir. I got a show we working on right now. We're going to be doing that. We're going to be dissecting pieces like a frog. I'm telling you,
yeah.
It's going down. Me and Luna Storm, a.k.a. Boo, she waiting to get in right now.
I think that's going to be dope, man. That's going to be fly.
And just say no, Boo. She's a poem whisperer. She break poems down all day.
Oh, she
you
do.
Know what I'm saying?
I love
she
it.
She do it.
Love it.
Oh, yeah, she do it. So, yeah, man, we got a show like that I'm working on right now. We're going to put it out.
I just got to get
that house over there pretty strong, my bitch.
Huh?
That house over there pretty strong, man.
Man, I don't want to talk about all that right now. We talk about your phone.
Look, I know what you're going to do just then.
No, I wouldn't take you up at all.
No. We're going to reel it right back. We're going to reel it right back. Because I would
really
like to do that too.
I
would like to do
it, man. That's my dude, man. Just Jay is so supportive. But nah.
You said your wife. What's going on? When you said your wife has a penis. Or
right. No.
Right.
That's all you took in there for him. I had to go.
I need to understand this shit here. I need to understand what's going on right now.
I know you don't. Now you met me.
Let's talk about it.
You ain't got no clue over here.
Oh man. Wow. Hilarious, man. Hilarious.
Late breaking news. Stop the press.
Right,
Vicky
right, right, right.
Hey, stop the press.
Hey. Just before I get you over to the VIP lounge, man, let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany and abroad. See, when he come on, I got to say abroad. Abroad.
Yeah, the bimbo.
Abroad.
I got to say bimbo.
Boy, it's bad. Boy, it's bad.
All right. Here on Epiphany, man, next week, man, me and Gina is going to have somebody to interview. We're trying to do a toss-up in between two people right now, but we're going to go ahead and see how the ice break on that. But we're going to bring you one of two dynamic people, and the other person will come on the very next show after that. On a small house. Oh, say it again, brother.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm listening.
All right. On the small house front for tomorrow, we're going to have Jamal St. John. Jamal St. John, we already know he's going to draw a crazy, stupid crowd. This dude is a powerhouse in the game. His first slam that he went to, he was doing poetry around the house, and his mother said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take this boy somewhere to do some poetry. And she ended up taking him to the Eurekan poetry slam. She said that she didn't tell him because she figured that he was going to get too scared to do it. At the age of 19, she took him there, and he won the whole damn shebang. This dude is very humble. Even though he's done all these accomplishments, man, this dude is very humble, man. Y'all going to get a chance to know exactly who this man is from the inside out. We're going to go ahead and dissect it. That's all we have for that's going to be tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, only on Clubhouse in the Small House of Fortune. Appreciate you guys, man.
Nah, man, appreciate you. Now we're going to get you on over to that VIP lounge. Grab you some of that Italian champagne, man. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
My man.
All right, bro. That is our good brother, Jess J. Man, let me give you this really quick. This really quick, at the tone of town will be 10:57. If you are listening online and you desire to hear what comes after the next 3 minutes, you must dial in 319-527-6300 to listen or press 1 to spit. Because at the 11 o'clock hour, online stream is going to cut off. So I'm giving you 3 minutes to dial in quick. Dial in quick. Quick.
Press
so
one,
you can hear.
Press one.
You're listening to one, Epiphany man. Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one.
This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, welcome back. Let's talk about it when we do date night differently. The topic is there something about you that you carry into each relationship that is viewed as a negative? Next artist on the mic, Mouthpiece, is our brother, Sinister Spittle.
My guy.
What's up, fellas?
What's up,
gentlemen?
Good
to be in the house.
Hello.
Good to be in your presence. Thank you, Mal, for hitting me up. Let me know about this, dude, because I'm in a space and you guys are talking about a topic that's a little sensitive with me right now, so. This is good for me. I'm glad to be here. Thank you, gentlemen.
Glad to have you, man.
Thank you, Chris.
Glad to have you,
brother. Always. Always welcome here. Now, please go ahead and with the question, bro.
Sinister Spittle, when it comes to new relationships, what is the one thing, the one piece of baggage, the struggle that you carry over into new relationships that you can't seem to take? What does that mean?
Here's the thing, right? So we've had a relationship, but we had one relationship for 20 years, 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago now, that ended. And I haven't been in a relationship since. Been away from women, period, for 11 months. Because what I realized was that there was a toxicity that I was attracted to. And I had to step back from that. So here's the thing that I know that I've already dealt with my demons, right? I'm dealing with this shit. So I don't really have baggage except for one fucking thing, right? And that's trust. Because when you step back and look at 20 years of marriage and it's built on a fucking lie, trust is real hard to fathom. So that's what I got, man.
Wow. I can dig it, bro. Wow. You know, my last two wives, trust is an issue for me with them as well. 8 years with the first one, 7 or 8 years with the second one, 16 years. So, you know, I understand, man. And our Lady A was saying the same thing, you know, trust. It's hard, man. You know, you want to walk in and you want to trust somebody and you tell them, well, I will give you trust until you break it, but, you know, are you really trusting them? You know, Mouthpiece, what you think about that?
Yeah, man, it's hard, you know. We have a history of trusting people and they're constantly letting you down. It's hard. It's hard to trust that person. This is the thing, though. That's where your healing is. It's always on the other side of what's hardest for you to do. The thing that you don't want to do, especially when it comes to loving or being in an intimate space with someone, it's always that thing that you don't want to do. That's on the other side of that thing, that fear is where your answer is. So yeah, most definitely, man. You have to be willing to take that step.
I have fucking extremely high standards. I would rather not, unless you meet, you know. It's like, hey, you're putting in your fucking application to me. Okay? That's how this works.
Right.
This is what I got. Now you can
put
in your application, and if you meet certain criteria, then we can talk and then get on from there. Because sex doesn't drive me, baby. Your mind's got to work harder than that shit. So.
Yeah, sir. And that's a part of it. That's a part of it. Taking that,
absolutely.
That's what I mean. You trusting in that other part, that part that's intangible. You taking like when you say, "Hey, I'm gonna take this step. I'm gonna trust you. I've been hurt in the same area a thousand times, but in spite of that, I choose to trust." That's the step. Feel me? And
Salute to you, citizens.
Yeah, I just got to find someone worthy of that trust. I understand that completely. I'm not shut off to it. Who gets to get that trust and be worthy of that? You know, because I know
right,
my
right,
worth.
Right.
So you goddamn well
that's
better know yours too, and then we can meet in the middle.
Yeah. And that's exactly where you need to meet in that place of trust is in the middle. So yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, good dialogue, bro. Appreciate that, man. Now, I actually said a piece that you brought for us tonight.
Yeah. Now, Mouth, you also have a copy of this and the send-in. Van, you have a copy. Lady A, you're listening, you have a copy. I've written a lot of shit in the last 2 weeks. I was going to do something different. Please, I actually kind of forgot. I remembered the idea. I forgot I wrote it until earlier today. But staying in the notion of what we're speaking of and with the show is Heart and Tail, and I dig that. That's where I was always with my shows. I'm going to stay in that poetic mind. So when you guys are ready.
Ready, the mic is
hey, we are ready, sir.
This is Fractured Apparitions. There's a hole inside this man. I wear it out as it dotes me like drawn plastic ring. I figure to float peripheral illustrations of my long, drawn out. I can't be with my wanted. Time a soft size blanketing the down of my syndrome, scattered and static musings of thinking absent of laughing storms, prompt of storms, raging from the left cortex side. Wow, heart spreading. On the dawn of yesterday, I sing melodic enchantments to signal desperation's fight. Through faulted valleys ripe with rotted fruits of shame, bent on deceit of hope. Calling wayward towards a home I once knew. When we had truth to refresh weary minds ravaged by a fear of new spread, painful engagements where we forgot our name. Making penance loudly in the cave where things end on sidewalks of glass. Just frantic, I stone. I skip into an oceanic diatribe of miscued views, dapper on sore traveler's sisters. Desert eyes have never seen such deluge. Portside the trip issued to four angels. Never have the mouth dry been cured of ailments like this one. Oh, brother, dear Lord! Comparatively tragic. Seconds devour the hour's grace, stealing love's demeanor with brute flagrance and rest to suggest lush endeavors that inebriate the blues, driven low scowl, come back blues. The imposition of guarded inquiry is fall. Back outshine durations of canal sequesterments. What did I think? Backward. Fall to spring. Jokes of sensations and padded gifts. Right of arms born in the infatuation of lust. Words. As what you get in challenging the bacon of one's contempt. Your karma rips. No laughing perfume of that one chosen to wear in the assault of this infringement. There. Yeah, there. It was there. We lost ourselves. Lost in tectonic illusions. Lost what? In health. Mockery breeze.
Wow. Sinister
Spittle. Oh, man. I was, oh, man.
Sinister Spittle. Like I didn't want it to stop. I wanted to keep hearing it, you know?
Man, hey, Poetic, I was following along. Because he sent me this piece in my inbox.
Yeah, me too.
I was, when he was spitting, mm-hmm. I was following this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God,
yes,
man. It's so profound. It's so cryptic, you know. And I told Sinister, I said, man, I got to read this thing a couple of times over to get what you're saying. You know. He said,
yeah.
Let me go back up to the beginning. This man, his pen is such a wealth of gems. He said, there's a hole inside this man. I wear it out as it dotes me like a drawn plastic ring. You could spend an eternity on commentary with that line alone. You know, we don't have the time to delve into this, but Sinister, when I say you are a brilliant writer, sir, you are a genius level scribe. And it's a treat. Anytime your pen touches the canvas, miracles happen. Beautiful,
yes,
man. Enough respect. What if I was in the building?
Yes, sir. Man, he said, your karma reaps ill-wotten perfume of that one choose to wear in the assault of this infringement. Bro, come on. Like, Spittle, this is fire, bro. I, too, was following along. There's so much in this piece. That we could do commentary on, that we could just break apart. And yeah, this piece is amazing, man. I appreciate you for coming. I appreciate you sending it to me because I get to reread it. And then I appreciate hearing it. So thank you for that, my brother.
I appreciate it. I was going to do something totally different because I don't usually do one piece 3 days in a row. This is the third time in a row I've done this piece. And I didn't realize I'd written the other piece. But staying in the thing, and actually, it's made me appreciate the piece more because half the time, dude, I'll get up the next day and I'll be like, I wrote three things and have to go over them to realize this one.
Yeah,
right, I appreciate
great.
You guys.
Man, love
one
it.
Love, one mic, man.
Appreciate you too, man.
One
love, one mic. On his way to the VIP lounge, Sinister Spittle. What a scribe. We're going to keep this party going, mouthpiece. Next up on the mic, we got area code 714. Welcome. So let's talk about who do you have on the mic. Oh, man, they dropped. They dropped.
No.
Boo
dropped. Hey, man, get her back. We got to get her back. Boo,
you got to overtime, bro. You know what happened? We're in overtime, bro.
We're in overtime? Oh,
we're,
no, she can't get back in.
We're in overtime, bro. She can't get back in.
Oh, no. Oh.
She dropped as soon as I opened her mic. Dang it.
Damn.
All right. Next up, if
hey,
Tiffany's
can I,
own.
Hold on. Hey, can I call her?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's see. I can probably get her back. Hold on, let me see if I add a call. Hold on. Well, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. But if I add a call, it might drop me, though.
It might drop you.
Yeah, it might. Damn it, I wanted to hear Boo piece. Boo is like Luna Storm Wolf Out too, boy. She's solid about that shit. She's like hardcore Wolf Hours. Damn it, I wanted to hear her. But she dropped.
All right. We're going gotta keep it moving. Next up, Tiffany's own host of the Inspiration Factory, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration in the building.
Divine
so good
Inspiration.
With you, Paul.
What's going on, mouthpiece? Been a while since I heard you, brother.
What's good, son?
What's up there, Poetic? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, bro. How you, man? You doing all right?
I'm here. It's been one of those weeks. I've had to do poems at two funerals within the last week. One was today.
Oh, man.
So it's good. And then my car, the ball joint snapped and blew out a brand new tire. So it's been an interesting week.
Oh,
I needed to escape from all of that mess. So that's why I'm here tonight. I needed to escape. And I'm so glad I did call.
Glad you did, brother.
Those scribes that have been coming through here tonight have been, like, unbelievable.
For sure. I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that. Mouthpiece, you want to ask Divine Inspiration the question of the evening.
Divine Inspiration, what is the one issue that you tend to carry into new relationships, that one piece of baggage, that thing that you sort of can't shake, the issue that you have when it comes to, you know, enter into that intimate space with someone.
If sounding like some of the previous callers' answers, it's trust.
Trust.
Yeah. Back in 82, I was engaged to a young lady, and she got pregnant by me.
Oh, wow.
And had an abortion before she told me.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That just really, I don't know.
Oh,
it's not fair, but I can't just let my guard down anymore. You know, she could have just kept it to herself at that point. But if you don't trust the person you're about to marry enough to discuss their child, and this is what, 2023, and it still has me hesitant to open up and to just trust. I'm always skeptical that there's something going on behind the scene, you know.
Right, right.
And it hinders
wow.
me, and it's definitely not fair to the other person. But it's getting a little better, but that was a very, 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 very hard pill to swallow. Needless to say, we didn't get married.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a rough one. That's a hard one right there, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
What do you say there?
Goodbye. I don't think there's anything you can say, man. It's just, you know, and y'all are about to be married, and she wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
And,
bro.
You know,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I don't believe in abortion, but I do know that the woman has to carry that child 9 months. It takes a lot out of them. So had we discussed it and she had the abortion anyway, we may have been able to get past that. But to not even hear my point of view before she got rid of my son, then she had to know to tell me it was a boy.
Oh, brother. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Sorry, Divine Demon. Divine Inspiration, not Divine Demon. Divine Inspiration. But let me put the little Divine Demon here. Like, bro,
he'd be like, bro, what you doing to me, bro?
What's up, man?
No, yeah. There was nothing divine about it. Divinely inspired that day. Trust and believe me.
I'm sure, man. I'm sure. No. Well, brother, we want to move over into the poetry side because that's enough right there.
We run up next.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the theme or anything was, but then I heard.
Well, it's open mic, bro. It's open mic.
Negra say something about if she was a poem. So I started writing something to that.
Okay, okay.
I started writing something else, and then I added that portion into the piece. I was writing it as I was listening. Because I came clueless. I just had to get away. This was my escape. So thank you guys for being here tonight. I really needed this tonight.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
I have it.
The mic is yours when you're ready.
Press piece.
Thank you, King. And this is called She Got Away. You know, hindsight is a hell of a learning tool. Quite often it ends up exposing you as a pure D fool. An example of what I'm talking about is this. She got away. And yes, I'm exposing a flaw that is being checked. It's kind of painful when you make yourself the reject. So yeah, this most deservedly. I met a queen a few years ago, and there were some sparks. And we really hit it off. So now you must be thinking, what went wrong? What went wrong was me. I bailed because of my perception of society. And this woman had a body that was showing up tight. A smile that would melt your heart. So genuine and dazzlingly bright. Passionate, secure, intelligent, driven, yet warm, humorous, and polite. This queen was all I thought I wanted. She should have been Mrs. Wright. But I let her go, to my regret, solely and simply because she was white. Our paths crossed again. After some time had passed, then the queen I sent away was still all that I previously mentioned, and more. I'm happy, sad to be, I'm happy, sad to say, she achieved her dreams for success. I saw that I dismissed who could have been the catalyst to my succeeding in some things. What a hard, eye-opening lesson to learn. So if I were a poem, I would caution all queens and kings to be true to who you are. Don't allow false perceptions to cause you emotional scars and disappointments day after day because you let that one get away. If I were a poem, I would spin words of enlightenment, intonations and verbal vibrations and prayer to spread love and positivity. I would be as transparent as I could be. If I were a poem, I would do my best to encourage others to be free. Poem.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo.
My God.
Damn.
Wow. Go ahead, Malpiece. Man, that prompt is so profound. If I were a poem, first of all, as creators, when it comes to writing, that is such great access to that window of being able to speak with that voice, man. Our poem. What greater vehicle to use? You know what I mean? To get that point across. If I were a poem, I'm loving it. And our divine inspiration definitely took full advantage of that prompt. This brother is so prolific, man. And to be a man after God's own heart, that comes through in all of his poetry and all of his bodies of work. That's the first thing you're going to hear. Man, that joint was heavy, man. That joint was heavy. And listen, I would expect nothing less. Nothing less from Divine Inspiration when he writes the poetry. So that was dope, sir. Wow.
I have somebody on my team that shocks me every time I spit something. My daddy.
This was a phenomenal ink, Divine Inspiration, as always, man. And it was real deep, too. And that prompt, just like Mouthpiece said, that prompt is amazing. And it's what you do with it. That's your truth, you know. If you were a poem, this is what I would be. And man, this is fire, bro. Fire.
That prompt kind of made me realize the onus that we have as poets, responsibility that we have, because there is so much power. And when you think of yourself as a poem, it just gives a whole new life to the responsibility we have for what we write.
Right.
And I mean, you can't have fun with it, but yeah. So I love it. I'm like I said earlier, I needed this tonight, and that prompt was just perfect. It took me away from the chaos of the last few days. So I definitely thank God for this platform. And I thank you, brothers, for being here. Because y'all so brought out some talent tonight, my goodness, I was sitting here just like flabbergasted.
Man, yeah, that was dope. That was dope.
Absolutely, yeah. Divine Inspiration, before we, without question, but before we get you over to the VIP lounge, you can't have the champagne. I'll get you some apple juice. But let everybody know what you got going on at Epiphany Radio.
Well, the rest of this month, we started last Sunday, but each Sunday this month is the theme or the flow of the show is the beginning of the end. This is the beginning of the end of the year. So what are those things that you want to leave behind? What are those things that you could have defeated as hurdles, but you allowed the hurdle to block you from achieving something? And I just wanted to shake off all that mess. So perchance we can start the next year in a better place.
Yeah.
Me and my brother, Mr. Alonzo, that's what we'll be doing at 8 o'clock Sunday.
All right.
Come on through.
Make Take sure y'all tune in. Come on through. Take your socks off, baby. One Love, One Mic, Divine Inspiration. Go ahead and they got your apple juice waiting for you, so.
All righty. Look, to the I might lounge. Cheat and get a little bit of Prosecco, you know. That's a little spark.
All right. All right. There you go.
One glance,
on One Love, One Mic. God one bless love, you, both. God bless you, brother.
Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Epiphany's own Divine Inspiration. Check them out this Sunday at 8. Next up on the mic, Mouthpiece, area code 213. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, that's my baby.
Mouthpiece. Candy, baby. Oh, shit. It's Candy, baby, a.k.a. Sleep Saturn, in the building. Wolf Saturn, Powers
Wolf
in the
Powers
building.
In the
building.
Oh,
in
my
the
God.
Love it.
My heart right here. This is my heart right here, man. Listen, hey, Poetic, this is my, what's your wife's name again?
What's my wife?
Carrie. I'm talking to Poetic. This is my heart right
Carrie,
here.
Carrie, this is
my heart.
Yeah.
Carrie,
okay.
Baby. This is, like, you say Candy, baby? How Carrie, baby?
Yeah.
This is my heart right here.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
I got you. Ain't nothing wrong with
my
heart.
What you want to hear from me, Mouthpiece?
I'm trying to think.
First, we got to ask you a question.
You got to ask me a question. I heard you ask everybody that question. I'm perfect. I don't bring nothing from my last relationship that's bad to the next relationship because I am perfect, okay?
Don't you say that?
Yes, I did. I am perfect. It don't be me. It be them, okay? You going to call me by my government name?
I did. I had to call you out. Oh, my God. This guy cutting up. Let me tell you, man. She's also part of the graduating class. She got her fang, tail, paws, full wolf. Definitely doing the thing, man. This girl is a beast. She is a force to be reckoned with. She is she's visible on physical platforms in the real world. You could Google her, it'll pop up. Like, she's done multiple open mics, man. She's been featured in L.A. by one of the most famous and popular clubs that's known, or business known for open mic spoken word poetry in L.A. This girl is fire.
Love it.
Don't turn me up like that, because if I mess up, they're going to be fired.
It's true. All right, so the piece. Listen.
Yeah, give it to her.
I want you to do, girl. God damn. There's so many pieces, man. She's dope. I'm go ahead and do it to you. You know what I want to hear, man. You know, I gotta hear our voices in unison.
I said it in my head. I said he wanna hear my heart.
I like
him. Okay. Let me get that piece up for you, because I do not know this one by heart. My heart, please.
Y'all in for a treat, man. Y'all in for a treat.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
My heart bleeds ink, turning words to songs, singing the songs of my heart. My heart bleeds ink. That turn words to hymnizing hymns of proverbs, my heart bleeds ink. That turn words to chants that lead the path of freedom, where lost souls meet free souls, we release bound souls. Unlocking mental chains of apathy, broadening the capacity of capabilities, relinquishing the prisms that encapsulated the voices to change. The prisons of rationality, my heart bleeds ink. That hurts the strength of a new world that ignites the ongoing fight against the divide of the human race. My pages are a collective, a passionate voices of those casted out, our hearts weeping through ink and forcing the power of the gnash of our jaw, voices in unison. Are the tongue unleashed like the mighty fist is war? When the militant voices in unison speak the power of the silent few, our voices in unison are stronger than a combination of the United Nations, U.S. military, our voices in unison. Create nuclear bombs, catastrophe, my heart bleeds ink. To unite the voices in unison, knocking barricades, overthrowing the powers that are guilty of collusion, create wars against delusion, halt the attempt to replace the heart of a human, create breakthroughs to get through, change chatter to the sounds of a choir in unison. Our voices like a fist that crash dummies through apartheid caste systems, make matters of black lives, beat streets with protesters, a conglomeration of opposing views that viewpoints say we're changing future views that don't hold views. Our voices in unison refuse to be stopped or embrace hate. We set the precedence for unity, vocal cords, punch walls, change laws like acts of crowns, roads and ways, rights to be treated civil, pump blue with red, mixing purple, pushing through our veins. We throw blows like a mighty fist. Our voices in unison are a force to be reckoned with, like the force of a mighty fist, baby.
God damn.
Yeah. That's definitely a treat. Definitely a treat. Fire. Fire. Because you are amazing. I love this piece. I love it. The delivery, the clothes, the confidence that you spit it with. Fire. Fire.
Fire. Fire. I'm talking about, man, listen, passion she has for those issues, those that social justice, man, is unprecedented. You can hear it in every syllable. It's ignited. I mean, it's an intrinsic fire within her, brother. She unleashes that shit when inside that pen hit the canvas. I'm telling you, it's like a flint to fire. It goes down. Wolf Hours is up in the building. Candy Baby, a.k.a. Sweet Saturn, is going down. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm about to get up out of here, though. I ain't going to hold up. I heard y'all say y'all was in overtime. I'm going to let y'all get through this queue. I holla.
Thank you so much for coming through, Queen. I'll get you
over
to the VIP rounds, man. She was amazing.
Whew. Dope.
I can't believe it, man. That was the last one. That was the last poet.
Poof, was it?
Let me give you a... Yeah, man. She was the last one, man. She was the last one.
Let me go ahead and give you a...
Oh, you were trying to get the young lady back?
Yeah, she called in. She should call Senator Spittle's line. See if she's available on that line. So she called it.
Spittle? Yeah, I got him. Let's see.
All right.
Spittle. Senator
Spittle. Yeah. Oh,
shit.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I had to do it.
Okay.
Anyway, she never called me. I tried, man.
Hey, man.
Great to hear everybody
tonight. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, that was dope.
All right.
Oh, my God, man, this has been bad.
Let me get a lineup real quick. Join us tomorrow night. You just heard Divine Inspiration at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Inspiration Factory. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen La Pearl La Negra at 9 p.m. Tuesday night, one of Mojave's famous shows. Make sure you tune in. Wednesday night, Divas Talk with Mrs. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Then Thursday night, you got the Get Down with J. Rob, the White Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, you got the Inkwell with Lady A and Miss Lips, Lisa Lips. And then next Saturday, you already heard Just J and Gina's show, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mouthpiece, how you feel about the show, bro?
How I feel about this show was phenomenal. I mean, all the poets that came through was just dope, man. The commentary, the discussions was what got me, though. The gems that were spilled during that commentary over that question, that was such an awesome question, was so dope, man. It was amazing. Hey, Poet, let me ask you a question. Did you see a number in the queue that was like 561? She said she pressed 1, but she didn't.
She didn't press 1. She's here, but she didn't press 1.
Oh, she wanted to spit. I don't know if it's too late, though. I know it was late.
I mean, we got time. We can open her up. But, yeah, it doesn't show that she pressed 1. That's why I never.
All right. Can we open her up? I know it's a lot to ask.
Yeah. Hey, code 561. Who do we have?
Hi, y'all. It's Deas. Wolf Hours Angels.
hey, how you doing?
Oh my God. I'm doing great.
Good. Glad to hear you.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Yeah, this is like my spiritual.
Answer a question. Ask it a question. Oh man, and this answer is going to be bam.
So I have a question. What do I carry into other relationships is what I heard.
Right.
Is it?
Yeah.
I carry myself, meaning I am profound. I am a goddess. And if you cannot align with me, I will not align with you. When it's time to remove myself, that I shall do. And I'm done speaking.
What the hell? It just went down like that? Poetic,
that right. I hear it, man. Yeah. She laid it out there, man. She laid it out there for everybody to know. And I dig it. You know, I love it. I like the fact that she knows who she is, you know. She knows. I love it, man. Without question.
She does. She knows. All right, all right, all right. So what piece did you bring for us tonight, Angel Moon?
So I'm going to bring out my Re-Glorify Fuckery piece.
Okay.
It has some explicit. So before I spit it, I want to ask if it's okay to drop the F-bomb.
I mean, we all adults.
Okay.
All right. All right.
All right.
You know
my vernacular. All right. Let me know when to start, y'all.
The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. We glorify fucker as we sit in the chaos, then wonder why we're in chaos as we coexist among the stars and the cosmos, and ask the world to stop and the oceans to rest. The earth. Earthquakes as we dissipate while we masticate indoctrination's fallacies, those feces like faces. We enrich our soiled minds that people cry effeminate to wash away strange fruit hanging. Why do we sigh, yet we glorify fuckery? Fuckery to the point we are fucked. We are upset about the magnitude of our frequencies. How do we magnetize and coexist if all we do is complain about the complacency, duplicities, and realities that sustain the sustainability mindsets? Yet apprehensive. How do we live if we are always festering in negative frequencies and relatively the negativity? As we navigate essentially suppressing our subconscious and subconscious mindsets, our coexisting conscientious efforts, right? And do oftentimes feel the need to invalidate others and make ourselves feel more conscientious of the subconsciousness. Are you really healing? Are you healed? So why are we having this conversation about the reality that we're neglecting that he or she has his own coexistence? We all have our past to realize the reality of that validating our own thoughts and their thoughts, yet only suppression of our own being. So how are we human beings if we're never letting our hearts beat, human beings? We glorify as we sit within thyself, masticating in masochist frequencies and our own fuckery. Excuse my language. We glorify the chaos while sitting in mindsets of stars, wondering why turbulent rains as cosmos bear our scars. We ask the world to halt and the oceans to stand still. We create quakes within every selfish will, munching on doctrination's false, digesting lies like food our minds, once fertile lands now tainted with misconstrued, the tears of the oppressed, washing away the pain like strange fruit yet persists history's ugly stain. Why do we celebrate the wrongs, lift them up so high, when all we do is drag us down, make our spirits high? Our frequencies, discordant and cacophony of worlds, yet we blame the world outside when inside is who we fail. Complaining of realities, of the mindsets we won't shift, yet here we are, any better, as we are clinging to our own risks. Festering, neglecting relations of disdain, how do we hope to heal when we're the nature of our own pain? Our subconscious mind hold truth often pushed away, yet we're truly conscientious, but just so lost in the fray, invalidating others, seeking self-boast, forgetting we're all one in vast cosmos roast, right? Are you healing or just numb, dying with inside, facing our past while you're on your own to ride, to be human beings, I say, beings, truly, let your heart be free, to love, to learn, to grow, and to just let yourself be, minds fleeting, spirits ringing, minds banging, gang banging, she shouting, bitch, chork, bitch, we glorifying this shit, right? Babies dying, niggas lying, women stealing, validating, vanity deceiving, hoes beating hoes, babies on her hips screaming, niggas fighting, I mean, we're glorifying, we glorify fuckery and have audacity to scream, God, why? Bitch, stop stealing pieces, nigga, pick up your children and stop the violence. If you thought this piece stings, try picking up dead bodies when hearts stop beating, glorifying fuckery. Peace.
God. I mean, what? How did you? What did you?
The whole piece was the whole piece was amazing. I mean, I stopped counting how many times you dropped that bomb, to be honest. But the content of why you had to use it was profound.
Yeah.
And I love the way that you kept asking the question is, are you healed? I love the way you kept asking that. Because it kept changing the perspective every time you said it. And then you hear the F-bombs and you're like, whoa. Like, wait, am I really healed or am I a part of the fuckery? Like, yeah. Amazing. Mouthpiece.
Angel already knows how I feel about her pen, man. You know what's funny? She's the healer of the group. She's a spiritualist. She's the one that brings that spiritual aspect. Like, all right, wait a minute, guys. Hold on. We need to do this, that, and the third. But to hear her talk like this tonight on this platform says something totally different. Like, she's the enforcer. She's the one. She's the voice in the wilderness. You know what I'm saying? She's on her soapbox. Like, listen, this is bullshit. We ain't having it. We ain't going for it. You know what I mean? Man, this piece, this was different. This was a different side of Angel Moon, and I got to respect it. So props to you, Angel Moon. You and that pen, y'all trouble. Y'all are definitely a whole problem. What you spent on this platform tonight was evidence of that.
Thank you, Alpha.
Going down. You're welcome, baby. Man, my world show, they ass tonight. Hold on. Y'all showed
they
out.
They did that, bro.
Shout out to all the people came through, man. Lunar Storm, Angel Moon, Bob Roberts, Steve Saturn. I think I was called a Vixen was out there too, man. But even if you didn't get to get through, shout out to y'all. I just did your thing. One love, one mic, with 1,000 of them.
Absolutely. Going to get you over to the VIP lounge, get you a glass of that Italian champagne and stick around for the close. But thank you so much for coming through and hanging out with us tonight and spitting this fire piece.
Gratitude. Thank y'all.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, man. You got to see her in person.
Bruh.
You be in trouble.
Bruh.
Candidate with you. If you're candidate, you'd be in trouble. You'd be in trouble.
Like nobody's business, man. Like nobody's business.
More than the looks
by the show, man.
Spirit,
man. I love that, man. Absolutely. But first and foremost, I want to say thank you to the one and only Mouthpiece for hanging out with me. And let's talk about it tonight, man. Spending 2+ hours, almost 3 full hours with me, you know, just diving into this question and being transparent. Is there something about you that you carry into each relationship that is viewed as a negative? Hopefully something was said here tonight that you could reflect on. Even you might have said it yourself that you could reflect on. And maybe your next relationship or even your current relationship, look at it as a new relationship and you want to isolate that thing and kick it to the curb to not hinder you any longer and set yourself free. Like the young lady just talked about, are you healed? Be healed. Sometimes it's a matter of saying I am healed. You know, sometimes it's a matter of saying that I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, so shout out to Wolf Hours for coming through. I love Wolf Hours. Y'all don't know when I used to go to Wolf Hours when it was on Blood Talk. I was the first one, probably one of the first ones there, and I stayed for the 3-4 hours that the show was on because I was dedicated, because I love the art, I love the craft, and more importantly, I love everybody at Wolf Hours, you know? So,
that's right.
Man, So I appreciate your mouthpiece. And I'm going to close the show with giving you last words of wisdom to say to the family tonight.
Man, listen, be about the words you speak. Be your change. Be the change that you want to see. And then, you know, when you're writing and you're sharing your gift, or when you're sharing that part of yourself with people, know what it is that you're investing. Be aware of that. Be cognizant of that fact. Watch over your gift, because it is said that your gift will bring you before a great man. It will make room for you, first of all. It'll make room for you and bring you before a great man. It's an opportunity that's coming. Us as creators with this poetry is coming. We got people who are being nominated for Grammys right now that we share spaces with. It's beautiful. So we're almost there. We're getting there. So keep plowing, man. I'll keep spitting. Keep scribing. It's about to go down, man. It's a real shit, man. Real talk. One love, one mic. Wolf Hours in the building. Enough respect to Epiphany. Shout out to my big bro, For Real the Poet. Also, shout out to station manager Van, a.k.a. Poetic, a.k.a. Nightwolf. This is my brother, man. And one love, one mic. Y'all respect Dr. Robert. It's going down.
Absolutely. See y'all tomorrow night. Inspiration Factory, 8 p.m. One love, one mic. Without Sue, there is no Epiphany Radio. We're here for you. Good night, y'all. Peace.
Peace.